impressions about Pete as a person?
Animosity, no. Erroneous. It's football. It's competition. It's winning.
And have you had any, I mean, obviously you've had chances to have conversations with Pete. Do you get along well? Do you have any impressions about, you know, what makes him tick?
We've had football, competition, winning. That's the sport. That's what we've had, you know, great competition.
Jim, obviously Colin is a very good quarterback.
Yes.
Aside from the measurables, is there an intangible, an X quality that makes him unique, that makes him stand out?
Yes. A-plus in all those regards, in terms of intangibles. Poise, big stage, never seems to bother him. And there's leadership ability. Players love him. Coaches love him. Work ethic, off the charts. A++.
When you say that the big games don't bother him, does he have the same composure, the same attitude in a big game, like what's coming up, as opposed to a regular season game?
Just noticed it watching him play, even going back to college when I first started watching him play. The big games, the big challenge, the big task. He has that special ability that the great ones have to elevate their game and in those situations.
Jim, do you have to give him stronger emphasis in the playoffs in terms of protecting the ball and avoiding turnovers, which he's done the last couple months?
We do that with the whole team in terms of protecting the ball daily, hourly. Remind them to protect the ball daily and hourly. The Seattle defense is looking to get the ball at all times, create turnovers in any situation, generate them, you know, on all downs, to looking to take the ball away.
If you go back and look at some of your previous matchups, why have they had success against him taking the ball away?
Well, some they have, some they haven't in previous matchups.
Comes back. Do you feel justified for his performance and his behavior, kind of justifies the way you handle that?
I feel very good for Alden, you know, he's carried the water, the biggest share himself. There's been a lot of people that helped. He's got a great family. His mother, father, A++. And he's handling his business. And, you know, we all tend to forget that the reason we got smart, because we learned from our mistakes. And that's how you get smart. You learn by learning from your mistakes. He's been really good, you know, as a teammate. And on the field, he's been outstanding. Teams that want to block Alden Smith one-on-one are whistling Dixie. That's the way he's playing right now, and he's getting quite a bit of a double team chips, help from the backs of the tight ends, and he's really playing well.
Jim, in the two games in Seattle, Colin has had his struggles. What in your mind makes you believe that this one's going to be different?
Our preparation is what we'll lean on for every game that we play. And having a great day of practice today. Meetings have been outstanding. We're going to try to make those the best of the season. Make our practice the best of the year. Make our drills the best drills we've had all season. That's where you get confidence from.
Jim, how early on did you notice Anquan Boldin taking a leadership role on your team or amongst the receivers?
How early on? I don't remember exactly, but early on.
Is that rare? Because you had veteran leaders on this team. Is that rare for someone to come into a team like this and kind of assert that leadership right away?
Anquan Boldin is a valuable player, and every player should aspire to practice and play the game of football like Anquan Boldin. So it doesn't take guys long to see that. It's not saying anything. It's the actions of him doing. And, yeah, you'd be pretty unaware not to notice it right away.
Being a tough guy kind of important to be a receiving spot, especially for this team. When you hear the defensive players talk about admiration for Anquan being tough. Is that a difference making thing in him?
Different than
another receiver.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of tough receivers out there. There's a lot of good receivers, a lot of good players. He's you know, a great player as well.
Last year, Randy Moss said he wasn't, even at the Super Bowl, he said he wasn't that happy with his role. He felt like he was kind of a decoy. Has that role changed because of Anquan? Is that, was it the receiver other than Bradtree? Has he kind of made you change the way you throw to or target that position?
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't even know what you're referring to back with. I don't remember saying that. He never said that to me. So I can't, maybe just said that to you, but I wasn't. He didn't say it to me, you know, so I'll let you know to go any further. Has he's a very, Anquan Boldin, my goodness, he's been a valuable, valuable player. You know, he's a real football player. Of course we're going to utilize it.
Your offense does a lot of motion and shifting pre-snap before you get into your audibles. How tough is that in the environment in Seattle with their ground noise to communicate all of that effectively?
Well, I mean, there's tough things about communication in a loud stadium on the road that, you know, the offense will strive to be as, you know, very precise at. But, you know, tough. This is only for the tough. This kind of game, this kind of point in the season. So, and our guys are very happy about it. They're very excited. Very much looking forward to this being a lot of fun. This kind of game. I was thinking of the things I would trade to be able to compete as a player in these games. In this game, you know, it's pretty significant. There's a lot.
If Carlos is healthy, does he go back to his old role of starting in the corner and sliding inside the nickel?
Yeah, you can't just. I mean, there's some subset of questions, you know, that there's more. There's a subset of questions other than the question, will Carlos start if he's ready to play? I mean, in terms of, you know, do you come back at 100%, 90%, 95%? I mean, that'll all be determined out on the practice field. No subset of questions will be answered out there.
So with those four quarterbacks, there will be competition to figure out those roles?
Yeah, we'll practice, and, you know, the players that, you know, we feel give us the best opportunity in certain situations, nickel, dime, base, we'll play in there.
Would you trade a house?
I don't know if I'm talking about, you know, easy, yeah. I thought you were gonna make it tough, like a body part. Could I do without my left arm, you know, or one eye? You know, I was kind of going to those extremes. Oh, easy. That would be an easy decision. Yeah. Could I play with just one eye? You know, I was that kind of thing. You know. No, what I would give up myself personally. To play in this game?
Yeah.
Yes. I was thinking, you know, like a body part. Could I do without an arm?
God love
you. You know?
What would you get from playing in it that you wouldn't get coaching in it?
Well, playing, there's nothing better than playing. Coaching is the next, second best thing, though, because you are competing.
What commonalities do you see in your game when you were a quarterback and Collins? And do you think, I mean, granted, you were a high pick anyway, but do you think the NFL has evolved in a way where your skills would be even more valued if you were coming out now?
There's a lot to think about there. Too many layers for me right now. And I don't think it's that relevant, you know, to what we're trying to do this week. So maybe for a later time, address that question.
In general, the regular season and playoffs have been very good on the road. But what has been missing in the last two games in Seattle that the team has on the road?
We're spending the time getting ready for this game and preparing to play our very best, and that's what it's going to take. We got to play our very best football against a real quality team in a tough environment. So we're spending more time thinking about that, answering those questions, than going back 6 months or 12 months or 13 months.
You obviously have done something no coach has ever done, 3 straight years in the NFC Championship. When you look at the totality of this year, if there's a disappointing last-second loss, heaven forbid, in Seattle Sunday for you, does it make the season less than a great year or a good year? How would you characterize the year if you don't win Sunday? We know what it would mean if you do win, but if you don't win?
Well, we've always taken the approach that no matter what you did and no matter how good it is, how good what you did last week or 2 weeks ago or yesterday, if you're still talking about that, then you haven't done anything today. So we're trying to do something great today. We're trying to do as much as we possibly can fit into today to make ourselves better. So tonight when our head hits the pillow, that we look back on the day and feel joy in that we made today better than tomorrow. We're better today than we were tomorrow. And our goal will be better tomorrow than we were today.
You've spoken about your admiration for Frank a lot.
Uh-huh.
Did you develop that right away when you took this job? And how soon did you develop that? You realized that how much you were going to admire this guy, number one. Number two, you said, I think one thing you thought he was mystical. What's the most interesting question he's ever asked?
The very first time I talked to him was right up on that balcony right there. And never forget that. It was about a half-hour conversation. I really felt like I walked away knowing a lot about Frank Gore. And then it's been daily, hourly since then. So my admiration is as high as my admiration can be. But then every time I think he's 10 out of 10 in that regard, he finds another rung on the ladder. I think he is a mystical man. I think he sees things that we don't see. He's got a spiritual connection, and he can be inward. He can think about things, or he can walk up and down the sideline and talk to anybody that's on the sideline. We're showered with his attributes and his character and just the kind of man he is.
Yeah, what's the most interesting question he's ever asked?
I'll think about that. I'll think about that and let you know.
You've got a great running back in Frank. Your thoughts on Marshawn Lynch up in Seattle?
Outstanding. Consistently been great, game after game, and huge task for us and challenge for our defense. That's the kind of competitive struggle that we all anticipate, and that's what makes it just so much darn fun.
Jim, recently Big Fangio said that Colby Smith's tattoo has been really great since his return. Have you noticed a difference in the tattoo since his return to the team?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I'd concur. Been very good as a teammate, as a friend. Been a strong guy.
Great drills, great practices this week.
The best of the season. That's what we're looking for.
What can you tell us about what you're preaching and what you're emphasizing to your squad this week?
No, not so much. Don't see any advantage to saying that right now.
What kind of tone would you like to set in Seattle? What kind of tone do you think is necessary to set for you to be successful?
I don't know about tones. Tones, setting tones. What is that exactly?
That means do you go in and be physical right away?
Yeah. No desire to talk about what our plan is. You've already had a few. Let's share.
Going to the tough road environments the last 2 weeks, how has that helped maybe the rest of the team prepare for this tough road environment, just specifically the Green Bay and Charlotte situations?
Tough situations, I think builds a callus for a football team. We've been in a lot of situations been in a lot of venues, and I think that helps build a callus on the football team. And
going back to when you first
we've been everywhere, man. Been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Men in Black, of course. Yeah. Going back to, I guess when you said Collins' college career, the Boise State game specifically, do you remember what you saw in that tape and you thought this guy could be the guy we could play in here?
Yes, that was one of many games that saw him playing that was really impressed. But, that kind of stage, that kind of big game, cream rising to the top. Definitely.
Do you see your relationship at all with Richard Sherman? I know you coached in college. Just any feelings you've got towards Richard since he's moved on to the pros as a
Yeah, great memories of Richard Sherman of when we were teammates at Stanford University, and now we're adversaries, competitors. And but I still wish Richard great success and happiness in his career. And can't wish him. I can't wish him luck this week because we're playing him. But I've great memories, fond memories of Richard when we were teammates.
All right, guys, we've got Sarah. Antoine here.
Sarah?
We just asked about Sarah's phone call yesterday to the radio station.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. They were making quite a bit of sport of me, but problem solved there. The Levi's and the Nike and the Dickie makes a flat khaki. So happy wife, happy life. As far as tucking in the shirt, though, if I'm the last person that tucks in their shirt, that'd be great. I'll feel like an innovator.
Thanks.
These Dickies cost $23, but they were on sale that day. All right, thanks a lot.